I got a text last night from a friend of mine who lives in Yerushalayim and told me that his wife had a baby boy last night, which means that the which means that the bris is going to be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And then I got another text from him later that night that he was walking around the hallways of the hospital and he saw an old Talmud of mine, Ellie Wagner, who also had a baby boy last night. So that bris is also going to be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So I thought maybe we should do a 10-minute halacha on what you do when there's a bris on Rosh Hashanah. So the first issue is, when exactly do you do the bris when there is a bris on Rosh Hashanah? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Pei Dalid Siv Dalid quotes based on a psak of the Ar Zeruah and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Siman Ayin Reish Hey that you should do it after Kriyas HaTorah, before Tekiyas Shofar. Why? Four or five different reasons why it should dafka be after Kriyas HaTorah and before Tekiyas Shofar. First of all, the Ar Zeruah writes that it should be the Seder HaDvarim of Bris Avram, which is Mila V'Acharkach Akedas Yitzchak, that which represents Avram Avinu should come that right before that which represents Akedas Yitzchak, and the Shofar is the Ayil Shal Yitzchak, that's supposed to represent Akedas Yitzchak. Second of all, the Ar Zeruah writes, Im Ein Mila, Ein Tekiyas Shofar B'Olam, because Im Lo Brisi Yomam V'Layla, that if not for Brisi Yomam V'Layla, then you wouldn't have mitzvahs like Tekiyas Shofar. Third, he says, mitzvahs mila is kadma litzkiyah shofar. We were given the mitzvah of mila before the mitzvah of tzkiyah shofar. And fourth, and probably the most obvious reason, is that by bris mila, zrizin makdim in the mitzvah. So you do mila as early as you possibly can, and therefore seems to be the primary reason. However, there's a fifth reason not mentioned by the Ar Zeruah, but that's quoted by all the contemporary, by all the poskim, by the Mishnah Berurah, by the Aruch HaShulchan, as probably the first reason that would have come to mind for all of us, and that is Tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem. Bris Mila happens much more frequently than Tekiyas Shofar, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra and the Aruch HaShulchan as well, that Tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem, and that's why we do the Bris Mila before Tekiyas Shofar. However, in the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed, he says that that's not true. We do not apply Tadir in this case. Two different explanations of why not to apply Tadir. The Yad Malachi and the Klalei Adinim suggest that we don't apply Tadir when there's another reason that outweighs Tadir, such as Mitzvah Sayom. When it comes to Tekiyas Shofar, the Mitzvah Sayom, today's Mitzvah is Shofar, more so than Mila, and therefore that would outweigh it. Or the Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Siman Reishon and Aleph writes that Mila is not considered Tadir because it could be that you'll never be Chayiv in Mila. Obviously it's unlikely, but it's something that would therefore only make it a Tadir Shal Matzui and not a classic Tadir, and therefore would not take precedence. But we assume, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the Mila comes before Tekiyas Shofar. However, the Machsa Shekel points out, if the Mila is done in someone's home, we have to be concerned about Tircha de Tziburu. All of this is only when it's going to be done in Shul, so it will be a minimal delay and interruption in the davening. But if people are going to have to go to someone's house and then come back, and everyone's going to have to wait for that to happen, then certainly you would just wait to do the Mila until after the davening is over. The Mata Ephraim points out that if it's very close by and they can make it back very quickly, then maybe it's still Kedai to do the Mila before Tekiyas Shofar. In the Mata Ephraim, he points out that even if there is no shofar in the shul, we would do the Mila after Kriyas HaTorah, before Ashrei. This happens when you have a Mila on Shabbos. That's when Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos, Prima Gadim, and the Mata Ephraim point out that you're not going to blow shofar. You would still do the bris before Musaf, but after Ashrei. And some say after Kriyas HaTorah, before Ashrei. It's different than that's what the Eliyahu Rabbah writes. Eliyahu Rabbah says because the Mila should be connected to the Torah. It should be a sniff le Torah because of the Shechinah Shorah Eitzel HaTorah. So you want the Shechinah to be Shorah Eitzel the Mila. And also you don't want to make more of a hefsek than necessary, or any hefsek really, between Ashrei and the Kaddish. So why would you do it after Ashrei? You might as well do it right after Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbah writes when Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos. The Taz quotes an unusual idea from Moreno Rav Feivush from Krakow, that they used to have a minhag that when the moel is the baltokea, he says that it's tov, that it's a good thing to do, that when his mouth is still meluchlach bedam hamila, he should blow the shofar while he still has dam mila on his mouth. That's what the Taz writes. And he says, because that way you're mixing together the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of Shofar. Mata Ephraim quotes this, but he says probably a good idea to clean off the outside of the mouth a little bit for the covet of the bracha. And nevertheless, nevertheless, there are many poskim that were against this idea. That were not. When I told Rabbi Willig this morning about these two simchas, and I wanted to, I had some shailas about this topic. He said, "Are you going to ask if he has to blow the shofar with the blood on his mouth?" So no, that's not really so much our shaila. The Dagum Ravava and the Shari Tshuva say it's not a great idea because that could be a chatzitza. The blood's going to dry, and it could be a chatzitza can get into the shofar, could ruin all the tkios. Could be a chatzitza on that level as well. So not a great idea necessarily to follow that practice of the Taz. And that's also, of course, assuming you're doing mitzitza bepeh, a different discussion for a different time. Now, what if you have an option that you're either going to be able to do mila or you're going to be able to do shofar? You're not going to be able to do both. Moel is invited to a community to do a mila, and there's not going to be a tzkiyah shofar in that community. So in the Nachal Eshkol in Hilchas Mila, he says he should choose mila over shofar. But in the Agos Marsham and Archaim, Sim Tavkov Pedali says only the Avi Ben should make that choice. But anybody else should not make that choice. Shevi Al Tasa Adiv, he should stay where he is and be Yotze the mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar. There is an interesting idea that is quoted in the Leket Yosher that if a baby is born, if a baby's Mila is on Rosh Hashanah, that it's a good idea to give him the name Yitzchak. The Leket Yosher says that Shalom ben Morenu Marav Morkel Zatzal Hayilo Mila b'Rosh Hashanah, he had a Mila in Rosh Hashanah, v'sha'al im likro b'no achar aviv o achar Yitzchak Avinu. And he wanted to know, should he name after his father, Kanahuk, or should he name after Yitzchak Avinu? So he says, Hu va'aviv chayavim b'kavod Yitzchak Avinu. Both he and his father are chayav in the kavod Yitzchak Avinu. Okay. So the question when to do the su'udah exactly is also an interesting question, or even if to do the su'udah. Mat Ephraim and Sifei says it's not a good idea to have a whole party for a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah, because Mat Ephraim writes that it could take away from the tone of the day of Rosh Hashanah. He says that if there's shahus b'yom, what they should do is the sandik, the moel, the balei akibudin should go to the bala bris, make a little kiddush, eat a kazayis paskisnin, because it's Sudas Mitzvah, say the Harachmans that you would normally associate with the Birch Samazon of Sudas Bris Mila, but don't do Suda Mamish, because you don't want to Lahakal Rosh in Kedusha Sayom. So not to do the Suda. So someone asked me last night, Kofi Fleischman asked me last night, what if you're in a shul that says Kiddush before the Tkios? Can that count as the Sudas Bris Mila? So I asked Rav Willig this morning, he thought that that's not appropriate. He said the whole idea of, I don't think he likes the idea of Kiddush before the tzkios anyway, but he said the whole idea of those that are mekel to have the kiddush before the tzkios is that you say, yeah, it's really nothing, it's not a suda, it's nothing, and now you're going to say it's my whole suda's bris, so you know it seems inappropriate. He said what they should do is after davening they should go and just family and have a suda in honor of the bris, and that's perfectly fine. It doesn't have to be right after the bris that the suda happens. And he also pointed out that he thinks that the Rabbi Willig said that he thinks the practice is not like what we said before, all the five reasons to do the bris before Tkiyas Shofar. He said he thought that it could create too much of a disruption in the davening, and that many people have the practice that they dafka do the bris later, after the whole davening is over, so those who aren't interested in staying can go home, and it won't be so much of a disruption in the davening. But la'alacha, it seems that if it's not going to be too much of a disruption, it's just going to take a couple of minutes. You know, there are some mo'alim that do these things that can do it very quickly. Others, you're not sure what they're doing. That takes a longer time. So if it's not going to be too much of a disruption, it would seem better to follow that halacha. There is also a piyut of Zechor Bris Avram that is recited when Mila is on Rosh Hashanah. The Ber Hetiv quotes this in Sivkatan Dalid, and he says, and the Bris Avos in Sim Gimel Os Yates, he says that at any time during Aseret Yemei Tshuva that piyut should be recited. However, in the Sefer Otzar Bris, he says that he does it. Otzar Bris is Yasla, the famous mole in Yerushalayim. Maishla is the current famous mole in Yerushalayim. His father, Yasla, I forgot his last name already. What's his last name? Yeah. So he writes that he doesn't think that was the minhag to do throughout Aseret Yemei Tshuva, only on Rosh Hashanah itself. So that's a little bit about a mila on Rosh Hashanah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.